Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With that, wish that your wisdom will be open more and more clearly, transparently, and you be more into the deep samadhi, that meditative state of the unification with the great spirit of the universe. I would like to broadcast this Dharma talk. In this part of the Amitāya Sutra, Dharmakāra Bodhisattva is praising his master, Sejidai O Buddha. Control word freely, Buddha. Dharmakāra praised that first two part of the merit, spiritual merit, which this the Master Buddha has, and the last two finished. First three were finished, and last two are the samadhi and wisdom. The meaning of the samadhi is basically being unified with the object that you concentrate to it. For example, as a typical Mahayana Buddhist practice, is a concentration visualization of the Buddha image in heart. However, most of the practitioners are failed, I'm sorry to say, but failed to succeed to be into the unification state, I mean the samadhi state of with the Buddha as a Buddha as a great spirit of the universe, by visualizing a Buddha image, even though this is a basic principle of the practice in Mahayana Buddhism. I mean Mahayana Buddhism in India. Well, some might say that what about Zen? Zen does not visualize Buddha image. Well, I don't want to go into the deep discussion about this kind of such studies aspect. But to make this point clear, the Zen Buddhism has started in China, and you will not find Zen Buddhism in the Mahayana Buddhism in India. Zen is produced in China. Well, according to the myth or legend, that Bodhidharma are from India, but it's not possible to find existence of Bodhidharma or in Zen Buddhism in India. Okay, let's not go into deep discussion about this. That's the reason why I said in the Mahayana Buddhism in basic principle of the Mahayana Buddhism in India is a visualization of the Buddha image. And let's go get back to the subject that most of the practitioners will not succeed to be into the state of the samadhi, which is unified with the great spirit of the universe through the image visualization of the image of the Buddha image. And there's a reason why. It's a basic thing to unify with, for example, to become friend with somebody, to have a relationship with somebody. To have a friend, being friendship with somebody, You need to have the some amount of giving. I mean, who befriends each other is the same amount of the giving will be the good friend of each other. So a less giving person cannot be friend with more giving person because the energy imbalance. And giving would make it possible to unify it. But to unify each other has to be same amount of the giving. So what I mean is that to be unified with the great spirit of the universe, it's such a deep care, such a deep love existence. You have to have, you have to be a big carer for the all other beings, and you have to have a great love to others. The amount of the you wish to give to others is amount of the unification of the depths of the unification with the great spirit of the universe. And this part is not written clearly as in a sutra or in the classical text of the Buddhism. It's the reason why. It's because all the masters are super giver. It's not like it's something obvious that doesn't even need to write about it or say about it or describe about it. That is the bottom line. To be a giver, to have to the body be a bodhisattva that wishes to rescue all beings, to give the happiness for all beings, and to disappear oneself. Disappears oneself. I mean, the disappears the ego. And this, with the bottom line, and with based on this attitude, you need to be in this state, and based on this state, a visualization of the Buddha image will be a strong tool to receive the unification with the great spirit of the universe. The samadhi, the deep meditative state that to unify it with the great spirit of the universe is totally beyond the duality. All external world you see inside of your internal yourself. And samadhi doesn't happen just sit and meditate and be in peace and see what happens. It's a strong, it's come from the samadhi will be produced, or it happens by totally accept in external world, into your own heart. It means it's a strong passion to give to others, to let others receive the great love of the great spirit of the universe. Samadhi happens itself as a receiving transference from the great love, great spirit of the universe. But it happens in the daily life as the result comes later in the daily life. And while you are practicing, is a strong concentration of accepting and prayer for the happiness and rescue for the all sentient beings. As your ego and karma will be transformed to the great love, transformed to the light, and the amount of the unification of the great spirit of the universe with the universe is the amount of the happiness which will be produced in your heart, and that creates your internal and also external life. It will be manifest in your external life. Therefore, no worries, concentrate on your practice and look for the result with the heart of the gratitude. The amount of the gratitude heart in your heart is the amount of the things that good things happen as a phenomenon in your life. May you will receive all these, the good things in your life.